In this meditation, we're going to use mindfulness to help us to manage change. There's a saying that the only constant is change. And I think it's a pretty apt saying because there's so much change and uncertainty as well in modern life, particularly perhaps working in the emergency management sector, changing work practices, changing shifts, changing situations on the ground, constantly in flux with so much uncertainty. And the brain, of course, hates uncertainty and it hates change. It wants everything to be predictable and simple. And so faced with this, it tries to reassert control in moments of change and uncertainty by trying to predict everything that could go wrong, by worrying about things or by dwelling on things or trying to hold on to the past rather than letting go and being with what's present. And so we can use mindfulness to just step out of all of those habits and be right here in the present moment, allowing change to happen from moment to moment. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't have opinions about things. It doesn't mean that from time to time we don't push back against things or, you know, state our boundaries. But it means that we let go of the resistance, let go of the fight, and let go of all the stuff that creates tension and stress for ourselves so that we can manage change in a healthy way. And so to start this meditation, just sitting really comfortably with a straight back, closing the eyes or half closing the eyes, bringing the attention fully into the body. So you might notice the busyness in the mind and the plans and the thinking and that narrative that's happening there. You don't need to do anything about it. Just bring the attention to the body. Just feeling your feet on the floor, feeling your body touching whatever it is that you're sitting on. Bringing your attention to your breath, another really good anchor, the breath. It's always happening from moment to moment throughout the day. So when we just start to pay attention to it, that brings us into the present moment. And so as best you can, allow your body to breathe naturally. You don't need to control it or manipulate it. And just notice what it feels like right now to breathe in and to breathe out. And right here is a very powerful lesson in change because the breath is constantly changing. You might notice if you just observe it, you don't need to do anything at all to make it happen and the body is just breathing. So there's the in-breath, there's the out-breath, there's just that constant change. See if you can, for a moment, just be with that as it is without trying to control the breath, without trying to assert some control or manipulation over that very basic process. And if you do find that you're a bit contracted, you know, worrying about not breathing properly or perhaps trying to control the breath, just notice those thoughts. There's a thought somewhere that things aren't how they should be. You're not breathing deeply enough. Or the breath isn't right or something. There's a thought somewhere. So see if you can notice that and just let it go and come back to the breath. Just to being with the breath as it is. So right here is an exercise in allowing change to happen. And notice how in any moment that you simply allow the breath to happen, it takes all the stress and tension out of breathing. And any moment where you're judging or evaluating or trying to control the breath, it has a way of increasing tension and stress. If you pay really close attention to your breathing, you'll notice that it's, as well as just entering and leaving the body, it's constantly changing. Sometimes it's deeper, sometimes it's shallower, sometimes it's a bit slow or a bit faster. Constantly changing. Likewise. Likewise, you might notice if you feel your body as you sit and breathe, if you just pay attention to the body, there are all these different sensations coming and going, constant change taking place in the body. The aches and pains seem to be there permanently, but you probably know that at some point they won't be there in the same way. And that little itch that you feel, perhaps that's very obviously coming and going. And so just allowing that process of change to take place. Noticing how the mind really hates quiet and really doesn't do well with uncertainty and stillness, so it keeps filling that gap, doesn't it? The mind just keeps on wandering off. You're still perhaps evaluating the breath or how you're going with the meditation, or you might be caught up in some problem or worry or planning, or maybe just some random daydream. So again, just noticing that the mind keeps filling this space with thoughts. And just let the thoughts come and go and keep your attention with your body and with your breath. Just keep coming back anytime the mind gets caught up in something, even if it's been there for minutes, doesn't matter. Just notice, come back to the breath, back to the body. And what we're doing here is cultivating the ability to allow things to be as they are. So however your body is right now, however your breath is, just letting it be like that. Staying really present, observing each breath, each sensation in the body, but with a sense of just allowing. Noticing the thoughts come and go in the mind, noticing emotions and feelings coming and going, and just allowing that constant flux, that constant change to take place, and just staying as present as you can. Observing it, feeling it. And of course, for moments, you'll get lost in it. You'll get lost in some thought, or you'll just find yourself fixated on some sensation or some sound. And you notice, and you just come back to this sense of presence, back to the breath, back to just being present, to just allowing things to be as they are. All the sounds around you coming and going, just letting them come and go. Staying with that sense of presence. Resting the attention lightly on the breath and just allowing the sounds, the sensations, the thoughts, all just to come and go. Constantly changing. Nothing that you need to do to make them change or make them happen. No point in resisting them. And so we can practice the same thing when big changes take place. New decisions are made, new policies come into practice, our role might change, people might come and go in our lives, and it's a practice, it's not easy, but what we need to learn to do in those moments is to just stay present. Keep ourselves in the present, to notice all the ways we react and resist and try to hold on and push against, and just to keep letting go of that and coming back to this basic sense of presence. Noticing how even though everything around us is changing constantly, the thoughts, the sensations, the sounds, everything's changing. There's something that's not changing. There's that simple awareness, that simple sense of presence. See if you can notice that right now. That which is aware, which is hearing the sounds, is feeling the sensations, is noticing the breath, is aware of the thoughts. It's not changing. So taking a few moments just to be with that. Just that basic awareness, that basic sense of awakeness. And then as we start to bring this meditation to an end, just feeling your body touching the floor. And then when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open.